We've come to a place called Sankarikor. The name Sankarikor means a deep gully, which we're about to cross. Where we came from is the town of Varsana, for which the whole area is given its name, Varsana. On that side of the gully, or Sankarikor, is Chiksoli. Maybe you took a look when you were standing on the roof of the Lalita Devi's palace, or Unchagaon. And off in the distance you could see some of the hills. We saw the Sriji Mandir first, or at least nearest to us. And then another hill is the Jaipur Mandir, and then another hill we saw Man Mandir. So from where we are now, Man Mandir is that way, and Mor Kutir is that way. And over on this side, this is Vishnu Parvat, and the gully separates Vishnu Parvat from Brahma Parvat. The history is that Lord Brahma approached Krishna to be engaged in some service for him when he and Srimati Radharani made their appearance in this world. But he wanted a very humble service, because he didn't want to make the same mistake he made in the Brahma Vimohan Leela, where he had become proud and challenged Krishna. So he wanted a very humble position. Krishna considers Lord Brahma a very dear devotee, and so he granted him this service, that he would become the four hills where Srimati Radharani and her principal family members would reside, and many pastime places of Radha and Krishna would take place. So there are four hills indicating the four heads of Lord Brahma. One of them is Mor Kutir, or Mor Ghar, where Mor means peacock. We'll describe that pastime later. Man Ghar, on top of which there's a very large temple, Man Mandir. Dan Ghar, we'll get there later. And the final place is where the temple of Srimati Radharani is presently. So, as we described earlier, pastimes of Krishna, well, specifically, when we were doing Govardhan Parikrama, we passed by Dan Gati. And while we were at the ISKCON Govardhan Temple, I described there are several different versions of that pastime. Same pastime, same place, described in different ways by different acharyas, and that's because by the agency of the internal potency, Krishna would perform the same rasa, or exchange of love with his devotees, only in a slightly different way, in a slightly different way, in a slightly different way, because variety is the mother of happiness and pleasure. So, similar here at Sankarikor, I'm going to describe a few different stages of this same pastime, a reenactment of, on the one hand, Krishna challenging the gopis, and then on the other hand, the gopis getting some retaliation. But it wasn't like people of this world that challenge somebody and then somebody gets some retaliation. It's a mood of love. It's a mood of love. And exchanges of different varieties of a mood of love. So, down at the bottom of the hill is a place where milking of the cows would occur. And then the gopis would place those milk products and place them in pots, sometimes carry them on their head, sometimes on the two ends of a bamboo pole, tied to the bamboo pole and carry them in that way. Just as we see happening today, as the ladies will carry articles on their head from one place to another place. So, one day, the gopis were carrying their dairy products going this way because they were heading for Chitradevi's home in Chikshaldi. But as it's very narrow here, in fact, it's more than very narrow, it's slippery and narrow, it's difficult. Even for our young, agile men, they'll have a difficult time, and they'll think, oh, I'm an agile young man, I can cross very easily and slip and fall. And so, be very careful when crossing. It can take quite a while because it's a little difficult and very slippery. So we can help one another, but the pastime of Krishna demanding tax. This seems to be a favorite pastime of Radha and Krishna. Because it's not just at Dangati or here, there are many places where this taxing pastime would occur. But this was a favorite one. Because it was so narrow, there was no way of getting around. So, the gopis were carrying their dairy products up this very same path that we just traveled. From the milking place to a marketplace at Chitradevi's village. Krishna suddenly appeared with Subal and Sridham and Madhu Mangal and many other of his cowherd boyfriends, and they immediately demanded a tax from the gopis, or otherwise they wouldn't let them cross. So, Krishna said, as I thought, you gopis, you're sneaking around in the backward paths and selling your yogurt and dairy products in the black market. And the gopi said, that's not true. Why are you saying like that? And who are you to ask a tax of us? We're representing Srimati Radharani. And she is the queen of Vrindavan. What right do you to have to ask tax? I'm representing Kandarpa, the king. And I'm here to ask you for tax, so you better pay or you're not going to pass by. And the gopi said, no, we're not paying any tax. So with that, Krishna gave Radharani a little push down that way. And Radharani gave Krishna a little push going that way. So then the cowherd boys mobilized and the cowherd girls mobilized and they started pushing in this direction and pushing in that direction and pushing in this direction and loud voices and name calling and a lot of commotion. And finally Krishna took his stick for herding the cows and smashed Radharani's pot, and the dairy products that were contained in the pot fell onto the ground. When we cross, some of the residents of Vrindavan, they purposely put some yogurt and some other substances and say, this is this very place where Radharani milk products fell. So the gopis were very unhappy. But they decided they weren't going to be put to shame by Krishna, so the next day they made a plan. And the plan was, some of the gopis passed by and other gopis were hiding behind the rocks. Some put up mounds of straw. Some hid in the caves and some hid in different places. And so Madhu Mangal and Krishna and Krishna's cowherd boyfriends, they again came the next day to extract taxes. And then hundreds of gopis surrounded the cowherd boys, and they took their dairy products and poured them on the heads of the cowherd boys. And Madhu Mangal was protesting. The previous day he had said, "What can you girls do in face of all these strong cowherd boys?" So they got Madhu Mangal. They drenched him with milk and yogurt, and he started pleading, "You're going to make a big offense of drowning a Brahmana if you continue like this." And they just laughed and poured more water and more yogurt and more milk on Madhu Mangal's head. They humiliated the gopas, and then they went to the other side in Chiksoli. So we're going to hear, when we get to the other side, part two of what happened over there in Chiksoli. But this pastime didn't stop like that. Another time, Krishna came in a costume. He has many different costumes. So he was wearing his tax collector costume. And the same Leela was reenacted. Krishna demanded the taxes. The gopis refused the taxes. They had a big dispute over whether they were going to pay taxes or not. A big ruckus ensued. The gopis were prepared. They had many other gopis on hand, and they defeated the cowherd boys. And they demanded retribution. But then the cowherd boys said, "But you're girls, and girls are never supposed to do this with boys. You're supposed to be kind." And they said, "It's true, so maybe you should transform yourself into gopis. We'll transform ourselves into gopas, and then we'll punish you." And this was going on in a regular way. So the gopis decided they were going to escalate their retaliation. So they made their plan. Thousands, because there's so many gopis, thousands and thousands of gopis hid in different places. 100 girls came, carrying their dairy products, and as Krishna and the cowherd boys confronted them to demand their tax, a minimum of 5 to 10 surrounded every one of the cowherd boys. And the gopis, you see these ladies carrying all these heavy things, they're not weaklings. They're very strong. Five or ten to one, they were defeated. The cowherd boys had their sikas tied to the branches of the trees. And the gopis began slapping them until their cheeks started to swell. And they said, "You're having fun taking tax from all of us, is it? Let's see if you want to do this ever again. You take a vow, you'll never do this again." Some gopis surrounded Madhu Mangal, and they captured him. And they began, again, pouring yogurt and milk products on top of his head. And he said, "Please spare me. Just through this association of this wild young Krishna, I've done some bad thing, but please spare me, please spare me." And Vishakha and Radharani, along with 10 other gopis, they surrounded Krishna. And they captured Krishna. They slapped him a few times. And then they dressed him up as a gopi, forcibly. They put a blouse and a skirt on Krishna. And they put red mark in the part of his hair. And they put bangles on his arms and anklets on his legs. And put a shawl over the top of his head so only part of his face was showing. And they put butter pots on top of his head. And they were demanding from Krishna to pay a tax for the yogurt that he was carrying. And Lalita, standing up there, took very careful aim with a rock she hit the yogurt and broke the hit the pot and it broke the pot and it drenched Krishna head to foot. And they laughed and laughed and laughed, teasing Krishna, insisting, Krishna, you promise us. The Leela says, hold your ears and promise you will never do this again, taking tax from us. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. The tax pastime here at Sankarikor. But it's not over yet. To be continued on the other side, when we all make it to the other side in maybe a half an hour or so. Because although it's just this little narrow area, Chiksoli is the village of Chitradevi, that's just on the other side of the Sankarikor. So move slowly and carefully. Don't slip and fall. Be very careful. And we'll see you on the other side. We'll have, whoever has the drums, have a little kirtan. We can have kirtan on the other side while we're waiting. Srila Prabhupada ki.